this is a glimpse of what may be the future of urban living. It's called NOAA, a fully sustainable floating habitat designed to support thousands of people. The idea comes from architect Kevin Schopfer, who says he was inspired by the destruction of New Orleans by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. He says NOAA is an example of arcology, a design incorporating the principles of architecture with ecology.
And began thinking seriously about the notion of how do you combine arcology, the technologies of floating cities, what should they be? What would they be?
NOAA would sit on a barge on the river. It would be built from sustainable and recycled material and fitted with thousands of solar panels and wind turbines to generate its own energy.
You are as driven to sustainable perfection as you can be, and you try every move to make sure that what your materials you use, how you use them, are reacting the right way with the environment.
Schopfer is employing the same design principles in another disaster-inspired project, a conceptual habitat he calls Harvest City. In January 2010, a massive earthquake leveled Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti, leaving more than 300,000 people dead and millions homeless. Schopfer says Harvest City would float in the Bay of Port-au-Prince as a temporary home for the displaced and a center for commerce.
In the situation of Haiti, it allows Haiti to breathe a little and give people a place to go while they're regrowing things on land. It creates a whole new industry, which it would, an ongoing industry, and it creates a very safe haven, if you will, for schools and etc.
Harvest City would be 3 kilometers wide and comprise farmland, residential areas, and markets, all connected by canals. Like NOAA, Harvest City would be based around sustainability. The design calls for clean energy generation, rainwater collection depots, and desalinization plants to make water fit for farming and human consumption. Schopfer's ideas have received mixed reviews. Many applaud the designs on paper, but some critics say they belong in the realm of science fiction. As for Schopfer, he believes the kind of self-sustaining future described by his designs will arrive sooner than the critics realize. Ben Gruber, Reuters.